Hey everyone, it's Steve. Welcome to our Summerfest series, a highlight of Milwaukee-based bands who are playing at Summerfest 2023. As locals, we might take it for granted, but Summerfest provides an amazing opportunity for artists to connect with longtime supporters and gain exposure with new fans. Milwaukee needs Summerfest. This episode features Diet Light, a band that takes inspiration from different musical genres and packs them into a powerful, energetic sounds. Take a listen, then head over to Summerfest on the U-Line Warehouse stage on Friday, June 23rd at 12 p.m. to catch Diet Light live. Thanks for supporting a local podcast and local music. We love you, Milwaukee.
Hello, Milwaukee!
Hey, Adam.
Hey, Steve.
Milwaukee is fun-loving,
up-and-coming,
a rising star.
And now, let's get into the episode. Who do we have here? Give a name and then what you do in the band.
I'm Max. I play guitar. I sing.
I'm Kelson. I do both those things. Ivan, I play drums.
Nice.
Yay. Oh, that's the sweaty. Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
Adam is an aspiring air drummist, so he's
in my car alone where no one can see me.
When you're behind him,
need a ride somewhere.
You just see his car swerving into the other lanes because he's playing drums while he's driving. So it's pretty crazy.
Master the stick with the knees.
Yeah, we were just talking. He goes, "Dude, I knew you were gonna like this music. It's awesome. Yeah, it's really good. Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Thanks.
Yeah, I love it." And I haven't played it for my 14-year-old daughter yet, but the bands she likes go from 90s to current, and the kind of the same kind of sounds that I hear in some of your music too.
Nice.
So, yeah, I love it. So good work. As if you needed us to say.
I was just going to say, now that Steve's described the band, why don't you guys describe yourself?
Yeah, what's the vibe? What's the music like? What are shows like for people who might, you know, not be so familiar?
Yes, we do like, we like to call it garage rock with a little bit of everything else. You know, we dabble in alt country, we dabble in post-punk, we definitely like take a lot of inspiration from some of those 90s, 2000s alt-rock acts that you mentioned, but I don't know. We all kind of bring our own unique influences to the table and energy.
Right.
Try to move and get a little sweaty.
It's a really sweaty live show.
Yeah,
it's a real sweaty live show.
You're coming to see us bring some deodorant.
Yeah. Please.
And throw it from.
Yeah, and if it's got a lot...
Or a Diet Light deodorant.
Yeah. Ooh, that's a merch opportunity right there.
No, that's a sponsorship opportunity.
Also true.
There you go.
Also true.
So we break through.
Yeah. Deodorant. So what was the turning point? Well, we signed this deodorant deal.
Hey, there's money in deodorant, kid.
Yeah.
Everyone
tell
needs
me
it.
They're not running.
You make money doing music.
Yeah.
No.
Everyone needs it, including you, punk. Now I gotta go.
Oh my god!
I was gonna make more jokes. That's probably enough.
You're just gonna keep that rolling all night, huh?
You're rolling, huh?
Hey, there you go.
All right, what the hell are we talking about? So, where does the name come from?
Name comes from we needed a band name at one point. We formed in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. We were all going to school there together, and joined.
I'm familiar.
Yeah,
you a Fox Valley guy?
No, I went to Oshkosh.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, oh nice.
How'd you graduate?
I did.
We didn't.
We so, didn't.
We're still going to school.
We're still there. Don't tell anyone.
Yeah, where the hell are you?
No, what did you graduate with?
What did I graduate with?
What the fuck was your degree?
Marketing and HR. It was a dual major.
No wonder.
I majored in marketing too.
Nice.
A couple of kindred souls.
Yeah. We're wearing green too.
Yeah. Do you also sweat really heavily in green?
Yeah, I am.
I got the back sweat.
But yeah, no, we we were like kind of jamming together. Evan and Kelsey here had something going on. I was coming from different bands back in high school. And we were just like jamming, joined this or entered into this battle of the bands. And that was kind of like the, there was the sheet, you know, with like band name. We're like, oh, okay, shit. We actually need to like name this project now. And I just had like a list of like fake band names. I had to like, it was like a class I was actually like taking in the music department, had to like come with like a fake band and like come up with some fake marketing for them. And Dialight was one of those band names that I came up with. And I was like, that could, why not? Why make a fake band? It could be a real band.
Yeah. You were preemptively creating the band before you even knew it.
I actually, I knew exactly what I was going to do. I just like, I don't know where I was going.
It was completely intentional from day one.
It all happened. It wasn't just
they think that we just ran into each other like circumstantially, but
I knew it.
This is your villain origin story.
So I was really drunk one time and I came up with this plan. Yeah.
Yep.
And you guys totally
fell. That's actually honestly
totally fell for it.
Honestly, I think the actual what I could credit as the formation of the band was the three of us like walked up to a house party in Oshkosh, like all kind of like kind of knew each other, saw each other. We're like, oh, hey, what's up? Like we were talking about music last time. We picked right up and, you know, we stood outside this party for like an hour. And by the end of it, we're like, all right, we're going to form a band. And then we like walked to turn into this party. And then like the cops showed up. And, like, everyone
right. And everyone bolted.
Yeah.
And then it took us like 3 more months to actually form the band. But That was the seed there.
That was the fateful night. Got it.
It all starts that way. You think it's going to be.
And now you're playing Summerfest.
What the hell?
How
we
awesome is that?
We applied to Reverb Nation like every year for the past 3 years. Turns out you just need to know a guy's email. And that's the real secret.
Don't apply through Reverb
Don't
Nation.
Use Reverb Nation.
Don't spend $15 a month and forget to cancel your membership.
You won't get it back.
Happens. I hate when
And
that
you
happens.
Won't play Summerfest.
Regardless.
And on top of that, you're not playing Summerfest yet.
Everything's a crapshoot.
So what's the what's been the response from like friends, family, like that you're playing? Like you're playing the fest.
It's been cool. It's funny. I went back home for like Father's Day this past weekend, and it was like the big town fest. It was like all the ghosts from high school's past, and you know, had to run into everyone that I'd ever known growing up. And usually, you know, when I run into them, they're like asking about like how's work, how's like Milwaukee, you know, how's the thing. But like this time, I was there. It was like every person I ran into, they're like Summerfest, like band. So that was pretty cool. Yeah, I don't know. It's exciting for us. Yeah. It's cool that it's exciting for other people around us too.
Yeah, we realized today that the doors open at 12 and we're supposed to start like at 12. So like,
we're like open.
People can't even come for the beginning of our set. Like,
you know what you do? Here's what you do.
Really you just, long first announcement.
You point at your ear and it's like. Do that for like 10 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah, Steve, that's what you do. Cause a mass panic.
And then everyone will show up. The venue guys. Act. Yeah, and then we can play.
Yeah. And then
and
you
then we'll
take.
Just, oh, it's back. It's,
then,
it's here
and
now.
You're like, good. Well, I'm good now. I'm good now. And then it's a 65 minute set.
Yeah. There you go.
I solved two problems.
Stay long winded.
I did think about it. The song that we're opening with, it's like starts with me just like holding out these big open chords. I'm thinking like I could just like milk that for like 5 minutes. Like,
yep.
Like, come on, guys, come on, yeah. Over
we
here.
We also
just
keep it coming.
So that we can look, like load some stuff onto too. And we have hologram versions of ourselves that we could just leave on stage.
Oh well, I mean,
those were really expensive. Do you remember?
Those were really expensive.
I thought that was gonna be like the next thing, and then they kind of just like stopped.
I feel like
there was a morality thing going on there too.
Think so?
Maybe it was just money.
I don't know.
I know, right? You always want to think it's something more, and you're like, oh, it's just money.
Yeah.
There's always money in the deodorant business. That's what I told your mother before she left me. It's true.
We're gonna run. It's true. Keep that going. Yeah, that's a runner for this.
We'll show up at noon on Friday, and just have like fucking boxes of deodorant.
Walking around, we just make it our own tagline for the podcast. Yeah. It's always money and deodorant.
And if there's other, like, if there are other bands, you're like, you need an agent, come and talk to me.
Real skeezy vibes. Yeah.
Are those stickers? Did you write that Sharpie?
Where?
Diet Light? Yeah.
Well, on the deodorant. That was really specific.
How do people keep up besides the amazing Summerfest show, future music, future shows, all that shit? Just the Googles?
Instagram. I feel like Instagram's our biggest spot.
Okay.
You
know, at Diet Light Music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome. All right, you boys get some sleep. You've got a big show coming up.
Yeah. that couldn't end on more of a dad way to start.
Well, better be going. Yeah.
In my day when we played Summerfest.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. Never did.
We smoked 20 cigarettes before going on stage. Uphill.
And ate a steak. We had a big steak dinner, and then we played.
We were taught, it's funny, we were like making all these cross-country jokes. We're like going to have like a carb load day tomorrow, I think.
Love it.
You know, hydrate up. We do a lot of stretching before sets too. It's basically like we're basically a high school cross-country
honestly,
team.
Like the way we sweat, like it's a contact sport.
It is a contact sport. Yes.
Short shorts too.
Oh yeah, you got to rock those short shorts.
I'm wearing cutoff sweatpants right now.
There you go.
I'm not wearing pants.
Adam, neither is
What's
Adam.
The hell are pants. Yeah.
Got to keep it free. Cool. Well, we will. You will when you look out into that crowd, and you see two guys waving their arms, screaming. It'll be us.
We're gonna have two people there.
Yeah, and we're just going to keep yelling.
We know you.
Yeah, yelling up to the stage. I've told my friends I know you.
Oh, man. All right.
We'll see if it'll distract.
All right. This was awesome. Love it. Keep up the great work. The music's awesome. So yeah.
Hell yeah, brother.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for having us.
All right.
Hell yeah.
Adam.
Hey, Steve.
You know.
And now... Milwaukee's own Newski.